USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Top education officials across the country are preparing for the start of a new school year unlike any other. Speaking during a hearing today on Capitol Hill, Tennessee Education Commissioner Dr. Penny Schwinn says there's going to be some challenges moving forward.
We must now consider the challenges ahead with reopening school. To be clear, this is complicated. Any decision we make has significant costs. No easy answers or one-size-fits-all solutions. What might be best for one is not for the other.
Homicides in Los Angeles have increased by 250% from last week, with a 56% jump in shootings. That's according to the Los Angeles Police Department. The statistics overlap the time period of violent protests in response to the death of George Floyd from the week of May 31st through June 6th. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Picture this scenario. A shortage of fuel has closed your electric utility, or any possible disaster has just devastated your town. You're out of power, no lights, and no news. That's why federal and state agencies urge every home to have an emergency radio. Now you can get a free Dynamo World Band Emergency Radio. This powerful radio lets you stay informed during any type of emergency. It doesn't even need batteries, and comes with a hand-crank generator and super bright LED flashlight. The Dynamo Emergency Radio includes the NOAA weather band, a long-range AM receiver, a high-sensitivity FM band, and even a USB jack to charge cell phones or other devices. The Dynamo Emergency Weather Band Radio retails for almost $30, but Newsmax wants to make sure you get this radio. So check out the free offer for the emergency radio by going to gettheradio.com. That's gettheradio.com, or call 800-NEWSMAX. This radio could save your life. This is a limited offer and may end soon, so order today.
Many prominent Democrats, including former Vice President and 2020 Democratic presumptive nominee Joe Biden, are backing away from statements made by some extreme on the left who want to defund the police. But Congresswoman Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez of New York City tells ABC's Good Morning America she's for defunding the police.
What a lot of folks are talking about when it comes into this movement is that they're asking for the same budget priorities that many affluent suburbs already have. And it may sound strange, but many affluent suburbs have essentially already begun pursuing a defunding of the police, in that they fund schools, they fund housing, and they fund health care more as their number one priority.
The latest Zogby poll says President Trump and former Vice President Joe Biden are tied at 46% each, with some 8% remaining unsure of who they'll vote for. Pollster Jonathan Zogby saying we might be in for a long night come Election Day. This is USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians and public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at AVMA.org.
Americans will recognize some of the names linked to U.S. Attorney John Durham's ongoing probe into federal surveillance abuses. That's at least according to Attorney General William Barr. He tells Fox News that he's troubled by the findings so far.
Publicly made clear that this does not involve looking at President Obama or Vice President Biden. I think the people that we're looking at are not at that level, and I think...
What names we would be familiar with?
Some of them. For the first time in American history, police organizations and the national security organizations were used to spy on a campaign. And there was no basis for it.
If you had to characterize the Durham report as you know it now, is it going to be eye-opening for Americans?
You know, I'm very troubled by what has been called to my attention so far, but I'm not going to characterize it beyond that.
States are continuing to slowly and safely reopen, including New Jersey, as we hear from USA Radio Network's Wendy King.
In New Jersey, Governor Phil Murphy says up to 50 people can now get together inside and 100 outside following a decline in coronavirus numbers.
With more and more of our businesses reopening, we are no longer requiring you to stay at home, but we are asking you to continue to be responsible and safe.
For more news, you can always find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.